is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, a special event coming up this Saturday. We want to tell you about Jim Kaplan. Thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
So talk about this group and the event on Saturday.
Okie doke. Well, this is an Earth Day event. Saturday's Earth Day. Something started back in 1970, so it's been around a while. And what hasn't been around a while is a lot of electric cars and bicycles. So on Saturday, out at the Aviva Health Center on Kenneth Ford Drive, from noon until 4, we're going to have an electric vehicle ride and drive. So along with some partners who have cars and bicycles that people can ride and enjoy, there'll also be some of us there who own electric vehicles who will also give rides. So people will get some great examples. We'll have several pickup trucks, at least 2 Lightnings and a Rivian pickup truck, which we haven't seen in Douglas County much. And then a variety of electric cars, some Teslas, some Nissan Leafs. Cheryl and my Mustang Mach-E. So we'll be enjoying company from local folks here who we hope will really enjoy having some rides and looking at the cars.
So how old is your electric vehicle?
2021 was when we got it, so almost 2 years ago.
So what do you like about it?
Well, besides the fact it's incredibly fast and you have to watch out for going too fast, it's a very comfortable ride, and it's virtually silent when you're going. And of course, we also like the fact that it doesn't pollute when it goes down the road. So
what is now I've been in a hybrid before. We've got one of those. But talk about the just getting used to that quietness.
Yeah, so, you know, we've had hybrids and a Prius, a smaller Prius, and you kind of have to raise your voice in order to have a conversation in it as you're going down the road. In the Mach-E, we can talk in a normal voice. We can listen to music at a fairly low level. So really all you're hearing is a little wind noise and some tire noise from the road, and you're going along at a good clip.
And what made you pick that particular electric vehicle versus some of the other options?
Well, you know, the big player in the field is Tesla, and we look closely at Tesla, but they don't have a service center here locally. So just to put a plug in for our Chevy and Ford dealers, they are here locally. They're having to learn this technology right along with us. But they're here, and they can give us advice and that sort of thing. So much maintenance is now done online, where your car's sitting in the garage and it's in touch with your Wi-Fi for your house, that a lot of things get done while you're sleeping that improve the performance of the car. But we still like the idea of having a local dealer that you can work with.
I liked how you said putting a plug in for them.
Yes, it was an unintended pun. You know, I will do regular puns where I do intended.
Okay.
That was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, I appreciated that. That was good.
Yeah.
So how many different groups are going to be out at this thing?
Well, you know, it's being sponsored by our friends at Pacific Power and Aviva Health. Also, Fourth Mobility, which is a company, a nonprofit company out of Portland, they're going to be bringing most of the drive where the, you know, where people can drive the vehicles, because that's the business they're in, is showing people how electric cars work. And then there will be quite a few other groups out there that will have booths. There'll be a food truck. So the folks doing the booths, for example, will be some of the local environmental groups and other interest groups here in town that want to celebrate Earth Day with the public.
Wow. So have we done one of these before?
You know, we have done Earth Day events where electric cars are present. We did one in downtown Roseburg a while back, and it was very lightly attended, I think partly because the word didn't get out much. The other thing is, in this particular event, we're going to be giving away a really nice electric bike provided to us through our friends at Canyon Creek Bicycles. It's a Kona Coco electric bicycle. one that a person could use for commuting or going to the store with and that kind of thing. So not a real trail bike, but a nice bike for riding. And so that's, you know, that's a little different than we've done before. So we're bringing in some different ideas and doing some different things with this activity.
Now, did you say the bike is electric as well?
Yes. So one of the big changes around the world has been the introduction of electric bikes. And they've been around for 5 or 10 years now, where we've seen electrification taking place, usually a small motor either in the front wheel or the back wheel of the bicycle. And what that allows is for somebody like me who's in their 70s, when I get to some of the hills here in Douglas County, I can get up and down them a lot better than if I just was pedal only. And so it really enhances the ride, allows you to carry more weight, and generally gets you around more quickly.
Wow. Well, a lot of changes going on. It seems like it's really an evolving landscape.
Yes, it is. And yet it's back to the future, too, because at our event, we will have an 1896 electric car from Ryker Electric Car Company. It's a replica that the grandson of the founder of that company is going to be bringing. So if you want to see what they were like back in the horse and buggy days, because the electric cars were very popular for running around town, we're going to have one there thanks to Rick Ryker.
That's astounding. I think a lot of people have not heard of that.
Oh, no. I've seen them in museums. You don't see them driving around very much because, of course, they're really old vehicles. But they were super popular in the early 20th century because, you know, if you wanted to go to town and do some shopping and come home, a limited range vehicle, even though it was a heavy vehicle with lead acid batteries, was a great way to go. And so they were very popular. You didn't have to find gasoline for them because in the early days of automotive things, you a lot of times had to carry your own gas and diesel to keep going. It was quite a mode of transportation back then, and we're just happy to have this great historic vehicle coming.
And tell us more about the Umpqua Transportation Electrification Team.
Yeah, it's a big mouthful. We just call it UTET for short, UTET. We have a Facebook page. It's just a group of folks that want other people to know about electric cars. We're not a nonprofit or anything, really. We're just a group of people who like to get out the word about how vehicles are working and, frankly, some of the challenges that the industry has and we have as electric car owners. We're happy to discuss those things with people. We're actually forming an electric vehicle club here in town through the UTET Facebook page and that sort of thing. The idea, again, for people to hang out, talk about how their vehicles are doing, do rides together and that kind of thing. So UTET is really a community project, less than a group.
So the event, again, Saturday, noon to 4, Aviva Health out next to Costco, and people can find out more and maybe even get a ride in one.
Absolutely, yeah. Several of us will be giving rides, and of course the Fourth Mobility folks will be allowing people to drive vehicles.
All right, Jim Kaplan, thanks for coming in this morning.
You betcha, Kyle. Glad to do it.
8:39 at the Morning Report.